Siwa na siya rin at kamakasis kumiyasyon.
Okay, so as usual, we'll spend a couple of minutes in silence and meditation. On page 39, obeisance to my Guru and protector Manjushri, who holds this heart for scriptural texts involved in seeing all things as they are, whose sun is shining, shines forth as the sun unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in darkness and ignorance, overwhelmed by the sun. He who strike in thunder, proclamation of Dharma, arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and violates us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of the Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages, achieving the highest perfection of the Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. Manjushri, O loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddhist words and texts and explain them. Short manner of him, page 27. So she
Тэндэрш атаа газан зо декарт ирээд авахаар суртаа. Газан зотаа нэр чабадан сапаасэ гортила. Татэндэсэн хата тундайни так лэ канди сагы юм ээ. Тинэ данди шингой чичэн бүрэ. Чэзан та лэса сэд. Тат тундайни пена тэ газан шүцадэ. Нова пена та гэнди шабайнаа пена лобжун чэги лэса па сдугала. Кассорта, не чебана, саба, негаю курва, лобжун чела, лобжун чеги, не саба, сдугана, тогда лобжун чеги, кулун шукта букуэ, джурун букуэ, тиндежи, они джурун букуэ, шукта букуэ, ябайна, лобжун чеги, леди саги, яре, рова, рова, и не леди чеба, ресана, чеба, маре, напчура, не чеба, да, кулун чеба, наши, да, лок, самотан, тиндежи, да, лумага чеба, мосу, джурун дугана, та лобжун чеги ле чебаре сапаре ситурва.
In the last lesson we looked at the what do we mean when we say karma done, and what is the meaning behind the words karma accumulated. Okay. Let's use the example of studying or learning the Dharma as an illustration. So how does one accumulate the karma of learning or studying the Dharma? In order for us to accumulate the karma of studying the Dharma, there must be a very strong motivation, intention, very strong intention, drive to want to study the Dharma, and the intention has to be long lasting, yeah, right? So, if you have this very strong intention, a strong and long-lasting intention to study, yeah. So then there's this mental factor. Karma is basically essentially the mental factor. You have this, and then this strong intention, strong long-lasting intention, then which then moves your mind towards the object here, which is studying, then you can say that you, only then can you say that you're accumulating the karma of studying.
So are you accumulating karma to study or not?
So in the last lesson we saw how, in order for karma to be accumulated, for an action to be accumulated, it has to be, you know, the intention has to be strong, yeah, and long lasting, yeah, isn't it?
Oh, then the lady sabai na, that then the is the lady sabai na, ani karsena, that lobyun chegi le sabai na, that sabai lady, that jibu nyon jibu le la shakyare.
So that's the meaning behind accumulating the karma of studying. So if the intention is strong and long lasting, then you accumulate the karma of studying, and karma that is accumulated, you know, the result of karma that is accumulated is the result that you will definitely experience, right? So if you have that strong lasting intention to study, you will experience the result of being able to complete your studies, yeah? So this is the effect, yeah.
That's 아니 지 배자로 섬로 땅 독신의 롱아가 차와 무슨 주는 도가라 그놈 여반은 신 롱아가 차와 무슨 주는 도가라 다 내 차바스 롭신 지게 내 차 차라 삭파 세디용에 다다다 차사 니가 산에 레디 안 사비와 다다다
So you have a strong and long-lasting intention to study, and then if you act on the intention, and you actually carry on the intention, and you actually engage in the physical activity of studying, then you also create the karma of studying. And in this case, you will have both karma that is accumulated and karma that is done. Or created, yeah.
독신아, 나 대고 녀는 해봤어. 어디 책이야래? 녹신 책이 대부디, 나 레사 책발에 사발에 나 대부디 녀는 해봤어. 어떻습니까?
So the result of having created the karma of studying and having accumulated the karma of studying is that you'll definitely experience the result.
독신이 어디 계신 분에? 어디 아니 레메 아니 레마사. 네 마치 근데 지나다 아니지 다 가보러 왔다 아니지 롭순 다시 뭐 유행 가보래 롭순 지도에 가보래 재산 근데 선물 땅채 다또 나니 레치아바다 롭순 씨에게 레치아바다 싹바 니가 어떤 게 참고해 어디라다 좀 봐 땡고해 어디네 있어래
So without which then the studies will not come will not be completed yeah. So karma is not studying, you don't accumulate the karma of studying, you don't create the karma of studying, then of course you're not going to have the result, yeah. The result of having studied or learned the Dharma. Yeah. So it's therefore important to have these two, yeah, to create and to accumulate the karma.
Yeah. 아니지 딘데게 통해 아니지 다 레쳐서 니가 참이 레지 아니 사도 봐이나 다 티 넘버 미미티고 세들 용도에 세들 용 맞는 치마는 용도에 대야 맞는 저럽 다 치마는 무슨 용도에 그러와 반드시 지나는 여원한 신의 통쇼는 배나 이제 뭐 용수 요건은 숨 샤도 되나 통쇼는 용을 기회 레스 그러와 아니 깨는 인주 렌다시는 인주 레 스네야 레면 더 숨샤비와레 레기도 미미샤네.
Okay, so therefore it's important to strive to make sure that we have both, you know, karmas and karma of having done study and karma of having accumulated the karma that is the karma. Accumulating the karma that of studying these two, okay? So when you have these two, we will definitely experience the result, yeah? So we may even experience the result in this life, definitely, yeah? We will either experience the result in this life, if not in the next life, or if not in some other lifetimes, yeah? But it's definite, yeah, the result.
Oh, Tukshini, Chaza, that, Jibu, Tela, Anishik, that, Kola, Lamni, Jumbo, Nalewa, Nashir, Tela, that, 就用水过来呢，他退去过来呢，就用退去过来呢，他来没松下来了，天天用多啊，对吧？得了，当不通宵了，尿就没来的，就吃的了，尿不湿，那你把今天尿就完了，吃你不了，就尿不湿，连当歇了，尿就你吃什么，平时都尿不湿，对吧？So,
from the viewpoint of the time in which we experience the result of an action, yeah, from the viewpoint of time, then there are three, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Karma that we experience here and now, that means the karma that we experience here and now is the effect of the actions, you know, which we ripen in this very lifetime. Yeah. Then there's the karma which you will experience after you have been reborn. That means the results of which you will experience in your next life. And then you have the third one, karma, that you will experience at other times.
What
Very often, you know, we have, you know, people asking, you know, when, you know, will we experience, you know, the result of an action, whether it's the result of a positive action, virtuous action, or whether it's the result of a non-virtuous action, you know, people always wonder and always ask, hey, when is it gonna ripen? So it's not there in the middle-length lam rim, but it is in the lam rim chen mo. Yeah. So the way in which the virtuous and the non-virtuous karma ripen is as follows. Yeah. Okay. So whether it's a virtuous karma or non-virtuous karma, whichever karma is the heaviest, that will ripen first.
What in the song? That dinema, that pana, that chichun yambaina, that chichun yambaina, that candy chigres, and chichun yambaina, that chewy negabla, and it carry on to Kuina, Kanya Longukina, that chewa chichun yambaina, chigo chichun yambaina, that candy do sunny and mingresina, that chewy negabla, carry on to Kuina, that tea devoti, yana me, what is weird.
So whichever karma is weakiest or the heaviest, yeah. That will ripen first. Yeah. What if both karmas are equal? Yeah? Then which will ripen first? So if both karmas are equal, then the karma that is manifest at the time of death, that karma will ripen first.
Oh, today. That Tuxumatuna, Tigin Minakash, that Penatia, that won't do you a Dawina soon in Minamishita. That it won't do you a Dana Silkandaja Vinamas. Oba, that in the Jana Digin Minamishi, that here, that won't do you a Dawina, Chuina Galaniga won't do you a Dawina, that Kareti, Divinella Mingrisina.
Then the next possibility it says, if this also is the same, if we take that to mean that if at the time of death both karmas are manifest, let's say, then which one will ripen? The one that the karma that we have been predominantly habituated to, that, yeah, that the karma that we have been predominantly habituated to will ripen first.
What in the shit? That here, that energy, that combat, energy, Yamachi, that Chibachi and Yimbaina, that you carry near like Mingres, what in the sooner, and it Tomar Kanchavatis. Tomar Kanchabadi, Dunia Mingres, the Combashi, Chesha, Nyambaina, the Combashi, Tomar Kanchabadi, the Nyala Mingres, what is the Sungudu?
Well, if this is also the same, that means if both karmas, if you are equally habituated, to both karmas, then the karma that you have done first will ripen earliest.
What in this is show? What a tien chipay na karichin how masota, the chipay yung me ingrota.
What do you think? 15, you think it's possible to have everything the same? Same habituation, same manifestings, same weight?
Huh? No? What did this mean? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
So perhaps here there's a question that can be maybe discuss at the next discussion session. So you said in the text that it's for the three mental non-virtual sections, right? Yeah, as for the three non-virtuous mental actions, there isn't any non-virtuous mental action that is accumulated but not done. Why?
No. Anybody have answer? I need to discuss.
In the root text, but it is in the Lambrin Chemo. Yeah. Basically, in the Lambrin Chemo, it says that it's for the three non-virtuous mental actions. Yeah, the covetousness, malice, and wrong views. Right. There isn't any example of that action that is accumulated but not done. Which means to say that if it is a non-virtuous mental action, it's necessarily both accumulated and done, yeah? So we have to, maybe we can, you can think about why, if it is a non-virtuous mental action, if it is a non-virtuous mental action, there isn't a permutation in which, it is a karma that is accumulated but not done. Why? So then, also think about why the three non-virtuous mental actions, why they are not karma. Yeah.
Oh, tuxne. Ta junze koi tu kala nimong res. Ta ra nimong in bechir le mare sgiar. Ta nimong in le maingo wa kare res. O ta ti junze samatan koi. Ta bejan ala nimong in bechir le mare. Ta nimong in le maingo wa kare res. Ta.
Right. So this is the other question you have to think about. Why are the three non-virtuous mental actions not karma? The answer given in the text is because they are afflictions, right? So explain. explain. Yeah, please give explain. Basically explain why if something is an affliction, why it cannot be action or karma. Did you catch the ball?
You get the question? Yeah? You must get the question. Then you can think, you can ask other people, look at the text, ask the people. Yeah? And that's the best way to learn. Yeah. Oh, Tindarisha. That's the name, huh?
Then the next section in the root text discusses about the eight fruitions. If as a human being, if one is reborn as a human being with these eight fruitions or eight special qualities, how you would make it how the basis would be very suitable or favorable for practice. So what are the eight it says here the fully ripened positive qualities, basically of eight fruitions. So what are they? Excellent lifespan, excellent color. It says complexion. Complexion, I think it's color. Excellent color, okay. Number three is excellent lineage. I don't know what extraction is. Okay, excellent lineage, okay. Then you have excellent power. Then trustworthy words. Then you are renowned as a great power. Then being a male, yeah. Yes. And the last one is having strength. Complete.
What in the nation? That on that, Della Nichi Carsorata, said Pusum Topa, said the Tondaini Carsena, that Tatia said you want some Nosiki or Marit on that round the shingy turn to Bella, Anichita, and you wouldn't would need to check Yaman Bush South to Bashiqua, or Tisuna, that said Pusum Topa, said it in Hibare, that you wouldn't would check, and the shingy turn to Bella.
So the first one is an excellent lifespan. Well, it doesn't refer to just having a long life. The point about having a long life is that in that long period of time, by living long, you are able to not only work for your own welfare, but you're able to do things that are of benefit to others. And if you live a longer time, they're able to also accumulate more virtuous actions.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's 카도 표숨 초바 세대 디네 말에 신기 통한 점기 이 초에 그러 왔던다 디네 떡기 아니 신 주제 아니 랑기 아니 계절로 꾸바이나 아니 꾸트베 어떤 대기 안 잡으러 용해 어떻게 숨겨요래 제가 되기다 거다 표준 초바 세대 디네 살에
So the next is having a excellent color. The effect of having excellent color is that you know, just by your looks, yeah, people are attracted to you, you know? And because of that, then you are able to, you may be able to, you know, encourage them, move them, you know, to cause them to engage in virtue. Yeah?
어 근데 진짜 드네 마다 리퍼슨 초바 세디다 더다 팀에 넣어 갈 소르다 다 티에다 가서 왔다 조조 다 아 등상 다 태자 매버레 마마이나다 릭산이 통네 아니지 다 가버도 좀된 시 실백 갑라 다 릭상 보지 아니 겨와랑 바이나 아니지 다 개버치 무용하지 그러와 다 가서 왔다 아
Next is having an excellent lineage. Excellent lineage. Perhaps these days it's not so apparent, not so important. But you know, in the good old days, in the ancient times, and especially during the Buddhist time, you know, the lineage, you know, your family lineage, or perhaps caste or lineage, you know, depending on the area, you know, makes a huge difference, isn't it? Because if you are born into a lineage or caste that is considered well regarded in society, then it makes a difference in that people listen to you. Yeah? Then you're able to cause them to engage in virtue. Whereas if you're born in a lower caste or lower lineage, you know, somehow you're not able to have that kind of effect, yeah, on people. Yeah? People kind of don't really listen.
어두신 지방다 냐마다 잠시 수도다 가서 직토 지세다 돈다 잠시 샤자력 신에다 돈다 이렇게 토셔도 지겨래 다 이제 나 야발 다 잡아라 어쨌든 진도에 좋다 잡아 전부 연구설에 잠시 릭스를 토한자 곧 장단을 쉬우시는 내 토배시 대성기 내외 아니 릭바 상와다 아니 그래 샤르 상보 용한테 내 설에 아니 릭마와지 다 장단 샤르 명시 내게 진기 아 샤르 충와다 냠매바다 어찌대 용해 잡아지 연구설에 봐
I think that there is a big difference in terms of the kind of caste or lineage that people were born into. You know? I mean, if you look at it in the context of India, yeah, I mean, there's this caste system, isn't it, right? So, you know, the people who are born into the Brahmin caste are considered to be the highest, yeah, yeah, in society, isn't it, yeah. And because of being born into the Brahmin caste, and then, you know, the people in the Brahmin, born in the Brahmin caste, place a lot of emphasis on cleanliness, yeah, external cleanliness, yeah, in various aspects of their lives, and that definitely has an effect. Somehow, has an effect on the development of their intelligence and intelligence and wisdom. And whereas those people who were born in the lower caste in those days, you know, not much emphasis was placed on maintaining cleanliness, and that, I guess, had some effect on the development of their intelligence as well.
Yeah.
Please think that we are just talking about things in general, yeah. In general, of course, there will always be exceptions. Okay, I'm not saying that this is necessarily so. Of course, yeah, I mean, you can't expect all Brahmins to be rocket scientists, you know. Neither are all people who are born in low caste like the, you know. Can't say that, right?
다 지당이 전에 어딘데기 개발 전에 다 단단히 조치를 릭 다 갑대나 뛴체 다 단단 릭 상부지께나 다 랑 최체 현재 지조 구마치야라 안 개발 침부나 딘데기 긴기 다 릭 상황 숨에 다 딘데기 면도 다 최대나 뛴체 딘데기 개발이 그래.
So here, this quality of having excellent Dinesha, I guess, is very much related also to the time and situation in which one is born into. Yeah. So if you're born if you related this to ancient India, so then of course I think then there's a difference, right? There's a difference.
That to tell and tell, ani kabar chimbu yongai. That to tell and ti nyakabla ani kabar chimbu yongai. Atinde riksangwas that tanda timendo.
Being born in an excellent lineage makes a difference, especially if you are born in a time where there are such divisions in society, right?
Oh, tinde risha tinde ma ani chi ta onjo phesum chopa se de ta thonda ani longjo dang nyen dang khol la sopa phesum sopa yote shi what is sungu yore ta tinde shi yobai na ta ti ta thonda ni simje shenam dubar che Ani kiawala kutube, watiye kiabar chimbuyunga, tindegi tak onchu pusum chokpa, sedi zoto longchu dang, nyen dang, kola sokpa, pusum sokpa yote, watiye sungu yore.
And next is an excellent power. So if you have excellent power, basically it means you have a lot of resources at your disposal. You have a lot of acquaintances, people who help you, friends and helpers. Yeah. This makes a difference in your ability to gather the sentient beings, yeah, and then bring them to Dharma.
What do you mean? That chik zumba said that on that team, that chik zumba sudugala, that chik zumba chumba ina, that on that rock and you man you shedding a man, but chik that. Yang usia tu mana, ani semasa senam malu yang kebal yang, ani semasa senam dia orang cemal jende kebal yang dia, dia tu cuma sedia tu nih sana.
So next is having a next is a how we say it, respectable words or in the Namrinjam we say it's a trustworthy words. Yeah. Basically, having trustworthy words refers to someone who doesn't speak in any or how manner. Yeah. And especially will not speak in a way to deceive others. Yeah. So if you do not speak in ways that deceive others, others will hold you to be, or that was considered you to be a valid authority. Yeah. And if people consider you as a valid authority, then again, you're in a position again to help people.
Yeah.
Next one is a renown as a great power. The next is being a male. So this attribute of being a male, I guess, also related to the times, yeah, the time in the world, yeah. So of course, again, we're talking about this in a very general way, right? At this time or at particular times in this world, you know, very often you have generally males are considered to be much more capable or better rebirth than a woman, yeah, in general.
Oh, that teacher, that thing, son, that 독신이 집에 갑라고 다 다티 삼마타이 바레 다 이질 지켜 보고 그여메 데 삼마타이 바레다.
So in this very world, at this very time, where there is a greater equality of between the sexes, women's rights and so forth, So at such a time, then perhaps one can think whether it is really necessary to be born as a male or not, So next is possessing strength. Basically, means possessing a great enthusiasm and determination for virtuous practice.
So if one is born
as a human being with these eight fruitions, then these eight fruitions will make your that special human life very favorable for practicing the Dharma. Because of this reason, because it makes your Dharma practice better. You have better conditions for practicing Dharma. So therefore, Lama Sungrava advises us to aspire and to pray to be born as a human being with these eight fruitions.
That Java Kang Chabain, that in the Jutubella, that on that in the Sungoda, that Java Kandeshi Dubaina, that on that Namila Mirevas, that Changchu to Moache, that on that Yuji Sungur, Tinesi Chiguashi, Rava, that some number tapas, some number tapasikuashi Sungur, Zozo, that Java Kang Chabain, Namin Zoksandu Moya, Namila Mirevas. 내체 아니 저 강치에 갈라 님 타바네 아니 지다 두발라 섬슈 요정에 싶고 해시
so these eight fruitions have their causes okay so this I will not read out you can just refer to the book is quite straightforward so in there you will find the causes what are the causes that you need to create in order to gain the result of all these eight fruitions. Then the text goes on to talk about how if one engages in an action with three causes, how the results will be outstanding. Okay. So number one is not hoping for any result. That means you have a pure attitude. So when you engage in action, we're talking about how to have an outstanding result from any action. Number one, not to have pure attitude, which means you don't hope for any result, but rather basically you do it. You do the action, you dedicate the action to achieve a full enlightenment for the benefit of others. And then the next one is doing creating the action, creating the causes, and sincerely from the depths of your heart.
어떤데 직체 안에 다가 나신 달 변하다 신기 변하다 초당 준비 야와 주변도 가라 안에 중모 등 침복한데 지다 초당 준비다 계주 직차와지 진도 가라 달라달라 안에 탑도 매가지 된세 매가지 다 님의 근데 매배통 매가지 안에 예수 이랑치 그러와 어떤데 안에 직치고해 다던다
Then when we see other practitioners who are either better than us or who are our contemporaries equal or who are lower than us, then when we see such practitioners, we should abandon jealousy, competitiveness, and contempt. Yeah. So abandon these thoughts with respect to these practitioners, and we should admire them, we should rejoice in what they are doing.
Oh, to say today, so any such tether manuna, sinirishin do, jeshar leman do, topa ho, so show that.
Okay, then it says, even if you are unable to do the above, this, you should. Think, you know, generate the thought every day. You know, generate the thought many times that this is something I must do.
What in there is that? The name of that in this is that the name of the candle that she does that in the Hashim to that you are Jimmy to that. That the name of such a somebody that in the Sunday, the Linda, the lake in the Namshat in the Yapuja Samje.
Then we move on to page 97 page 97 of the root text. Namim Chamu is page 247. Okay. The next outline which says basically how do we engage in virtue and how do we turn away from non-virtue? After we have reflected on karma and its effects in general and in detail.
What in there is that dinema, that tambo, and that tambo terisha, that dinema carilota. That dear Gandhi uncle, near Southern lawyer Martina, so so one, and a loquet to the days a loquet, or on the Southern Jedi Lotena, go to the Tangamido, Jedan, so so loquet.
So I did not read some of the things in the text here. Probably because we don't really have the time. Because if we have to read every single thing in class, and then we're not going to finish. Yeah. So therefore, it's important that you have to read the text here. And if there's anything that you don't understand, then you must bring it up, okay? So now we are talking about how, you know, so after we have reflected on karma and its result, you know, then how do we put it into practice basically? How do we practice virtue and how do we turn away from non-virtue? So first there's a general explanation, okay? Then in this general explanation, yeah, then there's a quotation here from Shantideva's Engaging the Bodhisattva Deeds, which says, you know, from non-virtue comes suffering. How can I truly be free of this? It is fitting that at all times, day and night, I think only of this. Then another verse from the same text. For the Buddha has said that conviction is the root of all virtues, and to constantly meditate on fruitional effects is the root of this conviction. Thus, having understood virtues and non-virtues, karma and their effects, do not leave it as at just an understanding, but meditate on it over and over, because this is a very obscure subject and it is difficult to acquire certainty about it. So basically what the text is saying here is that it is difficult to gain conviction about karma and its result. Why is this difficult? Because the results of karma are very obscure. It is difficult for us to see how an action, particular action, can have such a kind of result, because it is beyond us. So it is obscure. It's very obscure. So because it is obscure, therefore, it makes it difficult to gain this real conviction in karma and its result. We will talk a little bit about this in the next module, when we start on philosophy. But for now, we just have to know that when all phenomena are basically grouped into three categories. There are phenomena that are obvious, manifest, directly perceptible, different ways of translating. Then there's another category of phenomena which are termed slightly obscure, slightly hidden. Then there are phenomena, many other phenomena that are very obscure or extremely hidden. It is difficult. It's difficult to gain this full conviction in the workings of karma, in karma and its results, especially the subtle ones. Therefore, how do we gain such a conviction which is difficult to gain? Gaining conviction in the Buddha's teachings, in the Buddha's speech. And gaining conviction in the Buddha himself, therefore, becomes very important. The text goes on with a quotation from the King of Concentrations Sutra, which says, "Were the moon and the stars to fall from their place, and the earth with its mountains and cities to perish, or the realm of the sky to completely transform, you, the Buddha, still would not speak a word of untruth. Thus, have conviction in the teachings of the Buddha, and then sustain your meditation on them. If you do not have uncontrived certainty about this quality of truth in the Buddha's teachings, then you will not gain the certainty that will please the Buddha with regard to any of the teachings.
What did they say? That name, Anishi, that person, that Antony, you were at Benata, that Tony, Qua Chabaina, and it Tadon, and it Lende, Namshi Shembala, and it's your talks to us, Jexu to Kumaris, yeah, Tendayan, or the Lapjas.
Then the text goes on to explain how an understanding, a knowledge of emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, how an understanding of emptiness would actually assist, in fact helps, increases one's conviction, one's understanding and conviction in karma. An understanding of emptiness, a correct understanding of emptiness, does not in any way harm or damage one's conviction in karma. So the text says, some who claim that they have acquired certain knowledge of emptiness are uncertain about karma and its effects, and do not value it. This is a mistaken understanding of emptiness. So there are people who think that they have understood emptiness, and then they think, oh, everything is empty. And then with their understanding, they don't really give any consideration to karma. Yeah. They don't value karma. So if that happens, it shows that that person's understanding of emptiness is just way off, wrong. For the text continues, for once you understand emptiness, you will see that it is the meaning of dependent arising, and it will assist you in becoming certain about karma and its effects. We will look into the meaning of emptiness in detail in the future, right? In some of the coming modules. But for now, you have to know that emptiness here refers to the emptiness or the voidness or the absence of inherent existence. Emptiness means emptiness of inherent existence, which means that what it's saying that things and events do not exist inherently. Yeah. So things and events do not exist inherently. But then how do things exist? They exist, but they exist as dependently originated. They're dependently arisen, yeah.
Otoxine, Tondani, Tombani, Quayapo, Shah, and Dugala, Tombani, Say Dugala, Tondani, Bo, Denejum, Tondaji, Kukuyore, Denejum, Denejumare, Sudugala, that Tondatiki, that Lendeg, Namshi, Shembala, and it's Tokjoish, Roa, or Tungin Chesh. tene chunga re, tene chunga kwaya po chato, nende le nyepa nye la, yishe chiru chukuyo re.
So, when one understands emptiness, correct understanding of emptiness, would mean that you will see that the meaning of emptiness is dependent arising. And if you understand, if you have a very good understanding of what dependent arising is, obviously it's going to help you in understanding actions and their results,
yeah.
So then the same sutra, the King of Concentration Sutra, says, like illusions, bubbles, mirages, and lightning, all phenomena are like the moon reflected in water. It is not the case that living beings who die and go on to their next lives are offspring of Manu, the first human being at the beginning of this yon. Yet the karma that you possess does not disappear. The virtuous and non-virtuous give rise to their effects accordingly. This logical approach is sound, though subtle and difficult to see. It is within the scope of the Buddha. The next paragraph, it's really an advice for all of us. Yeah. So he's basically saying that, you know, just knowing the presentation of karma and its effects, you know, is not helpful. Just knowing or just having the knowledge of karma and its effects will not prevent us from going to the bad rebirths. Yeah.
Oh, that in a condescores, tenant, lenny, judan, devotant, jabal, and never nations, that in Zinkun, the cosm, not topas in your church, Thomas Jundig, Namela, Michigan, Junse, She, young cosm, Pians, Jubani, Nendo Cochab, Conades, or Toxon Sunshine.
And the text says, therefore, develop certain knowledge of dependent arising together with the causality of the two kinds of karma. And examine your physical, verbal, and mental actions all day and night. By these means, you will put an end to the bad rebirths.
Oh, toxin. That don't die me. Any that quota, any lady in the Namshi Yapo, she's Lendel, she's in Yabin, yes, any gossum, any chick, rang the pirate, the damper chip, chess press. Or today, Shabina, pirate, the demagogic, Jeju Shabina, then you go court to it. Or tell on Tila.
So basically, I'm saying that we have to be conscientious in what we do with our body, speech, and mind. Yeah. So if we do that, then we will be able to put an end to the lower realms.
Yeah. That in a marisha, that tetra some young, then you should talk with Sunnis, that the mobile lulis, Yavutun, social majesty, Yokon, social son, and Raptor Ponte, you can soon to be Yikon, social Missamo, Shasum Batar, Mijua, Chulas of Kanamatovan, Kulun, Samia, Mijua, Domsen, Mount Temple, Commercial Sons.
Okay. If you're on, if you're following the Lamrim channel, it's on page 250. Yeah. The root text is page 98. Yeah. So, furthermore, how you turn away from wrongdoing once you have reflected in this way is stated in the chapter of the truth speaker. O King, do not kill. Life is very dear to all beings, hence they want to maintain their lives for a long time. So think of not killing even in the depths of your mind. Apply this attitude of restraint toward the 10 non-virtuous actions as well as the misdeeds previously explained.
Then,
on page 251 of the Lamrim Channel, then on the if you're from the root text and on the page on the top of page 99. So Sharawa said, the Buddha said that any faults and shortcomings that occur are not due to some bad area or the building of a new house, but are only the arising of such and such from having done such and such an action. So it's extremely important for us to gain an understanding of the general characteristics of karma, which was discussed earlier, yeah. You know, in one of the earlier lessons, right? So karma is certain, yeah. Karma increases. We will not meet with the result of an action that we did not create. And the result with the result of an action that we create that will not disappear on its own accord, yeah. Okay? An action which we created will not disappear on its own accord. So this is very important for us, yeah. So karma is definitely karma increases. We will not experience the result of an action that we did not do. And the actions that we have committed, done, will not disappear on its own accord. Yeah. Okay. We have to understand. We have to acquire definite understanding and conviction with regards to this. Yeah. And so basically, whatever problems you experience in life, whatever suffering, yeah, we have to understand the main cause is karma. Yeah. Negative karma. And whatever happiness that we experience in life, the main cause of it is again karma. Okay.
Oh, that thing never the shesh, and it's that thing never the shesh, that on the dawa, and it dawa social jumdo, you know, the way you shesh, carriers, did the two quare, you saw the two quare, Tagana said, don't me donna, don't you saw the, and it pumped up chequare.
So, whatever happiness we desire, whatever happiness we want, we have to identify the causes, yeah, the main cause of the happiness that we are going for, and then we have to work at it, yeah. If there's a particular experience, that is unpleasant, something that we want to avoid, we don't want suffering, then we have to identify correctly what it is the main cause, and then we have to strive to abandon that main cause.
So as
Buddhists, we have to understand the main thing is karma. Whether it's when the main cause of happiness and main cause of suffering is karma. Okay. That is the main thing. Yeah. Okay. So we have to identify the causes correctly, the causes, and then either work at it or abandon it. Yeah. So whether it's suffering or happiness, okay. But a lot of times people miss the point. You know? They don't look for the main causes, but they work at just some of those temporary conditions, you know? And therefore you have people who blame the location of their house for their daiji. You know? My house is not facing the correct direction. Oh, today is the wrong day. You know, so there are all these calculations, right? You know, just then trying to solve the problem by just working at these factors. These are just conditions. You know? They are not the main cause for either our suffering or happiness. Yeah, the main cause is karma. Yeah. So we have to work at the main causes.
Yeah.
So we have to hold on to the main, we have to focus and put attention on the main causes, which is karma. Yeah. And then, with this as the focus, then, sometimes some of these things that you can look into, like these conditions of like the location, direction, what have you, yeah. Then it's all right if you don't neglect the main causes. But if we neglect the main cause, which is karma, we don't work at karma, we don't look at karma and try to change it, but then we try to change some of these temporary conditions, and then that is wrong. Yeah. Even if you do, I don't think it's that you will experience much change. Positive change. Okay, in the next section in the text talks about confessing the negativities through applying the four opponent powers. Yeah. I don't remember exactly where in the Lamrim Chenmo, there's a sentence in Lamrim Chenmo which says that it is even more difficult to realize the subtle workings of karma than realizing emptiness. Realizing emptiness is really difficult enough. Yeah, I mean, it's like, let me go crazy, but you know. but really, it's much more difficult. Really, much more difficult to gain that the 100% full conviction in the workings of karma. Much, much more difficult.
That pena that today you must pena tongba ni sena tez kuacha is deshi gapche that rikbe dupche that tada ni that today dugu are pena tongba ni namshi shedu kana te karsa toya da kapori di na ko that tongba ni sena kuacha is rikbe dupche that tongba ni na kuacha is yungu doa or wangu do rikbe kuacha dupche that tongba ni sedu kana or today mendo se kuacha is yungu doa rikbe dup tuye si imba de pena that leg namshi sedu kana that leg today sa deu today yungu ni sedi. Repeat to a couple in Paris. Roa, a chazan. Today, Shonata, Tomban in the Tokawajins, the Sungu Serata.
So I'm realizing emptiness, the ultimate nature of reality, is challenging, it's really difficult, right? But it is not something, it is, although it's difficult, but it's still possible to gain some understanding of it, yeah. Because, you know, you can gain an understanding of it by learning it, you know, because in learning about emptiness, you know, various reasons are used, isn't it? Various reasons and lines of reasoning, logic, and so forth are used, isn't it? And if you think about it, you know, it's possible to get, you know, some idea of emptiness. Yeah. Now, when we come to karma, you know, I mean, you say, oh, this action will have that result, you know. I mean, if you try to use logic and reasoning, it's really difficult to, you know, to really see, yeah, it's like that, you know. It's definitely like that, yeah.
Oh, today is a summon, those who were at that, there is a touching bakarina, then you put she look in a malata. That's how she gets in a ma, huh? That is why you're not checking a ticket. Yeah, one question, anybody want to ask? Yeah, ask us.
What color is that?
Huh?
I think it's you.
I ask you. But I asked Benny before already, but I ask you again. You know, the last two lessons, right, you said the best gift to give to the Buddha is the giving of the practice of Dharma, yeah.
The best offering, yes.
Yeah, the best offering.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, right, I see many practice all over the Buddha, but what is practice? I tell you what I understand, then you tell me correct or not, okay? Practice, huh, is it the awareness and the mindfulness of what you do with your body, mind, and speech, and to be aware of what you do in your daily, daily whatever you do, you got to be mindful of what you are doing, and therefore you are practicing. Because the thing is, I like to read and read, right? But then the thing is, you read and read and study, right?
Mm.
It's not enough, right? Mm. So you have to practice. But practice what, leh?
Mm.
So is it practice what, leh?
Mm.
Then, then just now you read the Lamrim Chemo, right? You on the page 248, right? You say, there's this sentence that says, develop certain knowledge of dependent arising together with the causality of the two kind of karma. Examine your physical, verbal, and mental actions all day and all night. By this means, you will put an end to miserable rebirth. However, at the onset, if you are not versed in a classification of cause and effect, and like only understanding a partial of it, it will not happen. Is that what practice is all about? I don't get it. Very funny.
Okay.
And also another thing, I don't understand just now, right? on the Lamrim Chemo 242, it says the way in which the many virtuous and non-virtuous karma that exist in your mind stream ripen is as follows. Number two say if weights are equal, whatever karma is manifest at the time of death will ripen first. I don't understand what is whatever karma is manifest at the time of death. Finish.
Jumden degi ta pena jimba tangna an pen yores atinde teje an jimba tang la an rang seng gi ting ne tong sen pe lo wa tong do sam ba shu ta bo ya ta ga nang xin an ji pena lü tang ba xian de jimba tang ta mo jin de che xin bu wa di che na ta ko nyam ne sna ta la le mo su ka de su ki yore lo wa ta ti nyam ne che ta dong a yesu mo ta ne yong bu wa The Nyambatama Sigiam, Nyenche, the Lunga Yusum Chaval, Julian Dukala, the Nyam Chava Sigur, that on the Mong.
So, offering of practice, is the best offering, right, to Buddha. So, it's basically, as it says, putting whatever you putting the Dharma or the teachings into practice, yeah. But you know, there are many different practices. Yeah, you can talk about practice in so many different ways, isn't it? Yeah. Just to give an illustration, let's say the Buddha said it's good to practice giving, isn't it? So you hear the teaching, you understand it, then you put it into practice. How do you put it into practice? The Buddha said it's good to give. Then you increase your own desire to give, your own willingness to give, right? You increase that wish. And then you act on that wish. Let's say that you actually physically give something, right? So that is like putting it, carrying out the practice, isn't it? Yeah. So practice does not refer to just hearing about the teachings. Yeah. It's about what you do after you hear the teachings. You carry out the practice, the action with your body, speech, and mind.
What to that name, but to that ni rang sim la kyuwa tangye. Ata to na tinde chak yo de rang sim sang ro tangye. Rang sim la kyuwa tangye. What tinde chung bai na ta to na jube chaba san ji sung ban nang xin ani la leng ka che rang sim la kyuwa tangye. Sim sang yi cha tangye sang ro tangye. What is ki yo de.
So. But at the end of the day, if you were to ask what practice is, at the end of the day, then the conclusion is that this, practice means to change the mind, to transform the mind. Transform the mind for the better. Whatever good positive aspects there of the mind, and you increase it. Yeah. Transform the mind for the better, basically. That's what practice is, yeah. What did you?
Huh?
You're asking about what it means to, what is the meaning of karma manifest, is it?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what is manifest. Mundi kiwa sana khare se.
Le mundi kiwa sana.
Anna.
You're asking about what is the meaning of karma manifest, right? Huh? Hey, so yeah, we're trying to answer the question. Yeah.
That didn't take in good. That's been a sip. That didn't have a chimney now in good. What a sipa, lampa, sepas in sumkita. Tindig a tonne, that leg in the patrician to die. You could water.
Sigal, sipa, leg or sigal,
sipas in the leche.
Yes,
you only see sepas in the church, lampa,
craving grasp.
Silen. Silen ni sota be ta tota. Seba ta lebani. Ta tonda te dan te kewa lemba la. Ta tinde ge ta dosha dang. Ani chik ta lebani ki an le di la sota be ta. Ko ta ngon tu kiwa che chikwa ta shigala ma ta le kari ne ta.
So at the time of that, isn't in the 12 links of dependent arising here. You have the link of craving and the link of grasping. These two acts, you know, to nourish, you know, the karma, whatever karma it is. It gives it potency, makes it strong. You know, whether it's a good karma or bad karma. Yeah. So craving and grasping acts to nourish, to give strength, you know, makes that karma powerful. Yeah.
What did you say? That didn't know what Chambu is done, that chine, and that didn't have a land is somewhere.
So, manifest means that karma that will cause you to take whatever rebirth. So, that manifests. So, that manifests when it is given strength, it is nourished by craving and grasping near the time of death. Right? So, the karma manifests, and then that karma will then cause you to go wherever you're supposed to go.
What in the age reshot that in the Shimakarina that makes that in a man you bought Topshi reshot that it Topshi there that Chimbore that on dying the Mambush Yungu that so this some most so Tanju Sabardu than the Tongbani Kombatiki the Bakandis Tagres. Till that some tango is jamba tsuki. That tongue when you combat it, the what I chop your hands. That tongue when you gomch it, the what can this tagless? That is jamma. The jamma to jaguar, jamba tsuki.
So, the next section in the text discusses about purifying our negativities through the four powers, right? Okay? So, it's quite a lot of things to discuss, but it says here in the text that meditation on emptiness is one of the most powerful means for purifying the negativities, right? So this is a question for those of you who have been around for a long period of time, the seniors maybe. Okay. How does meditation on emptiness destroy your negativities? How?
Yeah. Okay, that's the question. Today is what? Tuesday. The Thursday must have the answer. Yeah? Yeah. I'll ask the senior one to stand and explain a little bit. Give some talk. New one, you just listen to what they said, yeah? The senior one can talk, new one listen.
So you give, you want to give answer now, is it? I think he was very eager, he was putting out his hand. Oh, okay, microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because your answer about manifestation is that craving and grasping were activate that karma. But what about for manifest good karma, like compassion, you know, good rebirth? So how does that answer relates to a good rebirth, let's say?
Good rebirth in samsara, yeah.
I mean favor higher rebirth la, meaning
It doesn't matter where you are reborn in samsara, even in the higher realms of samsara, human god, demigod, whatever. If it is a rebirth in samsara, it is definitely a rebirth impelled by karma and affliction. And if that's the case, you have to complete the 12 rings. So the thing that activates the karma, whatever, whether it's a non-virtuous karma or virtuous karma that will cause a good rebirth in samsara, it has to be activated or nourished by craving and grasping first, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Actually, my understanding is this. I don't know whether this is right or wrong.
Okay.
Like, let's say at a point in time before you pass away, and you're disturbed by something, so you got angry. So your manifest karma to me is like, at that point is anger. So your next, that will cause the projecting karma to be a bad one, to throw you to a low rebirth. But if your last thought is one of compassion, let's say, so your manifest karma at that point in time is good, and that will activate a good projecting karma, it throws you to a higher rebirth. So the manifest karma and the throwing karma is actually kind of like different. You know? One is already manifested, is like compassion or anger, and the throwing karma is actually what is activated by this. It's a different sense.
Compassion activates a different karma.
If you read the book the carefully, it says that if your last thought, if let's say it's one of compassion, then good thought, it will lead you to higher rebirth. That's a manifest karma at a point in time. Whereas if your last thought is one of anger or covetousness, you know, then it will throw you to a lower rebirth.
Okay. Yep. Is the thought that throws you or the karma that is activated by the thought?
The thought that throws you or the karma that's
which one is it that causes us to go to the next rebirth?
The projecting karma, which is not what is manifested. The manifested is what is already there, the anger. Whereas it activates a projecting karma, a bad karma which throws you.
Anger is karma.
Anger is what is manifested karma. That's why I take it as a result of this karma, a manifest, something that's manifested by a bad karma, and it activates a projecting karma which throws you to a... I don't know, maybe it confuses the issue more.
Did you repeat?
I was trying to figure out, yeah, what is it that you're trying
okay,
to...
Okay, the manifest karma is something like, at a point in time before you die, let's say a mosquito is disturbing you and you get very angry, agitated. So that activates a bad projecting karma, so which projects you to a lower rebirth. Okay? So the manifest karma is...
At the time of death,
it's
not the projecting karma.
Yes, it's not.
That's what you're saying.
Now. Yes. So it's different chain, you know. Mm.
So, 마릭 두치 마릭 바치 지 군에라데 페지 레사세다 시갈라마데 페지 레디오 마라 바치도
So in the 12 links of dependent arising at the time of death the projecting karma is not there projecting karma was accumulated long time ago yeah
yeah
ignorance compositional activity consciousness right
대단 따 그날 편지 얘기 박샤디 남시기 동도 샤 쓰는다 근데 남시디 편지 얘기 박샤 샤마 탁 받더라 또 남시기 된데서 그러와
yeah so the projecting karma whatever projecting karma it is as a accumulated prior to the time of death isn't it
yeah
it's long time ago
correct
ignorance motivates and compositional activity then that action and impression of the action and imprint of the action is left on the mental continuum yeah so that is the third thing consciousness right
okay yes
독실했다 곧 남시했다 남시했던 게 봐자다 남시했던 님도 규진 조디 걸어 시간을 안 받아 도구로 왔다 봐자 간가 남시 님도 조디 걸어 왔다
the imprint of all those actions continue with the mind wherever the mind goes right
yes
독실했다 다 시간라면 내가라 딘데가 아니 박자들라 편제되지 남시에 있는데 박자들라 다 세네니 수답제 다 겨 방아지 숨고요라 다던다
so the imprint of the projecting karma that was left on the mind is activated at the time of death nourished by craving and grasping yeah
독신이 곧 누가 투쟁도 따야지 고다 숙체로 따야지 다 세바다 냠바 착바다 냠바 티기다 니가 착베 콘도 착요하래 나 실렌스 다 세바다 냠바 티기다 누가 투쟁도 땅세다 겨 치마라다 로초초기다 디우 민바 나 서부 투쟁도 우지 차두고요 하래 다 텔라다 듭체기래 스님이 따고요 하래
So at the time of death the projecting karma the imprint of the projecting karma that was accumulated a long time ago that imprint is nourished activated by craving and grasping both craving and grasping are derivatives of attachment and desire basically both are different forms of attachment so what this craving and grasping does is it nourishes the seed of the karma such that it becomes you know powerful enough to throw you very readily into your next rebirth, whether it's a good rebirth or a bad rebirth. So that is what we call the actualizing karma.
Okay, I'll tell you. 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 용가라 때서 용고에 따라서 기부 딩기 깔라라 와 딩기는 용고 때 딩기를 중요하면 하고 마스 때 달라면 딩기 따 직전에 따 거랑 남는 따 기부 딩기 깔라 따 딩시에다 딩기 남시에다 용고로 와
So I'm not sure what is in the middle length or middle length Lambrim but anyway in general in the Lambrim in the Lambrim Chambo in the section on the practices of a person of medium capacity after the presentation of the Four Noble Truths there is a presentation of the 12 links of dependent arising here
oh tin that that is a mental ta ha pat tin ma re sha ta pe che da top shi ta so so lo ro shi ani ma ju gyo pu twa tin ma ji bu jing la ma twa ro ba to top shi ko te che chim bu le so so lo che ani chi wa ko e ba ti chi chim bu sa de tin ma ju tin ji bu jing ko to ma twa tin
so In the next session, we will look at the purifying our negativities by applying the four powers. So this is an important section. So please read it on your own. And if you have any questions, you should bring it up in the next lesson. So once we finish that, we will move on to the practices of a person of medium capacity, right? So According to the original schedule, we are supposed to have a basic program discussion on the 26th of February, which is a Sunday, right? And then the usual class on Tuesday, right? So we will do a swap. So on the 26th of February, Sunday at 1:30 to 3:30, we will have class and no discussion. Discussion will take place on the 28th of February in place of class. Okay, the group leaders are you. Maybe you take note and inform your flock. So the class on the 28th is replaced with a discussion at 7:30 p.m. Class will take place on the 26th of February, Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Okay? This is not a. This is just a one-off change in schedule.
Oh yeah.